Welcome to this week's edition of Talking Greyhounds. Simon Harrison with you. James Preston, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Simon. How are you going?
Not too bad, thanks. Now, this week, Greyhound New South Wales have released their annual report.
It's a big one, of course. It's obviously covering the financial year from 2016 and 2017. And look, I think it's fair to say the past 12 months have been a rather tumultuous sort of period for the industry. But I think participants and even the general public, for that matter, can be really proud of the commitment to GRNSW's reform agenda. I think as a governing body, we've really done a lot of great stuff to ensure that we get animal welfare back on track. And that includes increasing our staff numbers, for example, certainly putting a lot of money into the Greyhounds as Pets adoption program, and also looking at animal welfare in general by increasing the amount of stewards and also the amount of vets. And I think that's been some really, really important parts, obviously moving forward with the recommendation to initially ban the industry. And since having that returned, we've decided to plough on anyway and make sure that we're doing the right thing there. And look, just a couple of key highlights from the annual report itself, Simon. We've had an 11% increase in prize money and travel subsidy distributions to participants in the last financial year. Above that, there's been a 54% increase in the number of greyhounds adopted through the Greyhounds as Pets program. We've also seen a 57% increase in the number of swabs analysed, with 8,121 swabs conducted across 2016-17, which is a massive, massive increase on around about 5,000 for the previous financial year. And on top of that, as you've probably heard quite a bit of, we've also had the highest ever wagering turnover for New South Wales greyhound racing, with a total of in excess of $1.3
billion. Gee whiz. Okay, then. So even though it's been, as you said, a tumultuous year, there have been some positives that have come through from the last 12 months.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone would probably sit there and say that we didn't need to have a bit of a revamp and a bit of a change, because there has been that well-documented sort of issues with the industry previously. And part of the biggest thing of that is identifying where there's a problem and obviously taking proactive steps to improve those issues. And I think we've certainly done that with a great job done, for example, by our interim CEO, John Gibbons. We've implemented a new board, and obviously the commission is about to come into effect as well. So over the last year, we've done a really good job in terms of increasing regulatory efforts and also looking at animal welfare. And those are two really important things that did need to be attended to. And I think we've done that very nicely.
And another area that the report is focused on is greyhound breeding.
Yeah, so we just also released a discussion paper as well, which offers 21 draft recommendations. And that was based on a bit of feedback that we had from industry participants over the past 2 months. And basically, as you mentioned there, the main thing it's looking at is the declining breeding numbers and how that can sort of be offset in terms of our participants and their involvement as breeders. So one of the key things that we looked at was the programming. We also looked at incentives and the grading, of course, for each of these races, and looking at ways that we can improve those three facets to then increase the number of greyhounds that are actually bred each year. And obviously, we don't want to have it getting to the point where we see any, as we unfortunately like to call it, wastage of greyhound pups whelped. But what we do want to see is that every greyhound that is whelped and then has the potential of racing, finds its way to the racetrack and has a successful career, either within racing or can then be found a home thereafter. So I think that's a very important thing. And look, part of that is obviously looking at incentives for the breeders and for the trainers themselves. What do they want to see as part of the industry? And so they've actually got up until 5 p.m. Thursday, November 23, to get involved in that discussion paper. And they can do so by heading to our website, grnsw.com.au.
So there could even be a cap put on the number of greyhounds that are permitted to be born each year?
At this point in time, we're probably not looking at that. It's more to see that we know there is a decline in greyhounds. We don't want to see it continue to decline. We'd like a stable level that would allow the sport to keep functioning at the capacity that it is. But at the same time, we don't want to see any animal welfare neglect or anything like that. So the key issue is to have a balance there, Simon.
Well, the Greyhound Adoption Program has been a magnificent initiative, and they have another day coming up soon?
Yeah, it's actually happening this Saturday. So it's between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. November 11 out there at Pet Barn Penrith on Corrine Avenue. So make sure you go to the right Pet Barn, because there's actually two out there in Penrith. So I really encourage you to hop along there. And particularly if you're interested in adopting a greyhound, just for our general listeners, obviously it's probably not for our trainers, so to speak. But if you are interested, head across to the GAP website itself. It's www.gapnewsouthwales.com.au, and you can actually fill in an online application form before you head out there on Saturday, so that we can already try and match you up with the best fit in terms of the greyhounds that are there. There's going to be 20 greyhounds there, and I'm actually out here today, Simon, at the YE facility where all the greyhounds pets program happens here, and there's a bunch of beautiful greyhounds here. We've got Fawn, we've got Brindle dogs, and they're just really kind natured dogs. So if you are thinking of adopting a pet, this is a really good one to get.
Righto, so that's coming up on Saturday out of Penrith. This Friday, we've got week two of the Globe Memorial Maiden Series at Richmond.
Yeah, it was a pretty good start to the series last week. And, of course, we saw a lot of Fernando Bale side dogs because it's around about that period of time now. It's been probably roughly 18 months since he started siring pups. And, of course, that's about the round of the amount of time that it takes to get them onto the track. And this week we're going to see four heats to try and make up that final top eight, plus the two reserves, and that will be taken from the two fastest third-place finishers. And that's a chance to win $15,000. So I'll just quickly run through the draw here, Simon, for who I think will win each heat. And for heat one, I'm going to go with She's My Chickie. She's got a really good box draw running for box two. Did well on debut at Wentworth Park a couple of weeks back, and last week, of course, she took out the heats in this series. For the second heat, I'm once again going with box two. That's Abundant Assets, and that should be able to hold off the Fernando Bale side, win some money from the inside draw, but you can expect those two to progress to the final. They'll be neck and neck the whole way, I think. Heat three will again be fought between my bro Fabio side pops in 6 and 7, Bimini and Nabiak Soldier, but I think it'll be the latter who claims victory. And the fourth and final heat, Simon, your winner should be the wide runner, Poco Dorado from box eight.
Righto, okay, so that's Richmond coming up on Friday. Anything else for us, James, before we wrap it up?
No, that's pretty much it, Simon. Just head across to the Greyhound Racing New South Wales website and you can take a good look at the annual report there because it's a very interesting one. Obviously, all we've done today is just go through a bit of the key stats there and a couple of highlighted figures. But if you have a look at all the financials and all the welfare aspects that have been taken in there, it's about a 30-page report, so it's quite comprehensive and a lot of interesting information there. And just in general, of course, get out there to the GAP Adoption Day this Saturday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at Pet Barn, Penrith Green Avenue. And on top of that, there is also the discussion paper, which literally everybody involved in the industry should probably have to take a look at and offer their opinion in there because, of course, we can't make reforms without knowing what the industry of participants want. So all in all, head across to the GAP website and head across to the Greyhound Racing New South Wales website.
Good stuff. Thanks very much for your help, James. We'll chat again next Wednesday.
Sounds good, Simon. Chat to you then.